You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Kindness Institute is an Auckland-based group that runs classes about mindfulness, meditation, yoga, stress management and emotional intelligence to help rangatahi develop positive relationships and live meaningful lives. The program is responsive to the needs of vulnerable youth in mainstream and alternative education, primarily in South and Central Auckland, as well as in women's prisons. I spoke to Christina Cavett about her work and started off by asking what the purpose of the Kindness Institute is.
The purpose of the Kindness Institute, well, it started to support marginalised youth to manage stress and live meaningful lives, whatever that is to each individual, but it's opened up to support also adults living in marginalised communities, and as a social enterprise, the work, the paid work funds the work for the community who can't afford it.
So what can you tell me about sort of the programs that you run with youth and women in prison? So how do they sort of work?
So the youth programs we work, so we just started the trust last year. It's been all volunteer based, and in less than a year we've started working at Woody at the women's prison with rangatahi who've been kicked out of school, and with youth in low decile schools, in high school and also in primary school. So the programs all vary based on what the needs of the community are, but basically the programs are mindfulness and yoga based, and we teach a lot of themes around how to manage our emotions in those really stressful times before we have a freak out. How can we actually calm down? How can we respond rather than react? And we learn a lot about self-love and how we can start being a bit kinder to ourselves and sort of to calm the madness of our mind. So we do that through kōrero, through yoga, through meditation. Yeah.
Yeah, and how has it been received in these groups, like in the schools and in the women's prisons? Has it, you know, been working?
Yeah, I mean, the women's prison has been amazing. The women there are so engaged and connected with what we're doing, and it's when we teach our class there, they go straight into their cells and get locked up. So it's been a pretty powerful, just some powerful messages to sit with, you know, about love and kindness and positive self-growth. And the staff there have been super supportive as well. So there was a woman teaching a yoga program there for quite a few years. So some of the women in prison had done it before, but usually every week we have completely new women come, and it keeps growing. Like, our first class is 9 students now. Last week we had 24 students. So it's been awesome there. And, yeah, with the youth, like, it's always weird in the beginning.
Yeah.
But after they see that, you know, it's not about this normal classroom environment. They're not getting told what to do. They're not getting homework. They're actually in an environment where they can do no wrong. They really open up to it and respond super well to it. Like, we've had one kid who was just having a super tough time, comes from a really chaotic background in South Auckland, and was in a lot of trouble at school, starting fights with the teachers as well as the students, and they gave us this group of students who really needed the work, and he became like a real leader in the program. Like, I remember one day he was lying there in meditation and some of the other boys started talking, and he was lying there like in shavasana with his eyes closed, and he turned over and he's like, shut up, I'm meditating.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's
so
really great.
He's like teaching his little brother, and he's told me that he's teaching his friends when they get stressed out and they want to cause some, you know, damage to themselves or to others. He takes them through the breathing exercises we've learned, and yeah, it's been amazing, the response from the rangatahi as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you're doing some fundraising at the moment. What's the purpose of the fundraising you're doing right now?
So we're trying to raise 10 grand, and it's been awesome. We've just 2.5k rate away from our target. So the purpose of that is to fund our April school holiday program. So we're going to work intensively with a group of young people, and we're going to work with them every day throughout the school holidays on these themes of self-love and positive relationship skills, and the money that we're raising is going to transport to bring them in and out, food for them, and to give some koha to our mentors who have kindly volunteered so much of their time throughout the year. So yeah, the program's going to be, you know, we've seen these results that have been so amazing from 1 hour a week, so to have them all day every day, we're really excited about it.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.